to meet his friends. The shir should be a special schus. Leinishmas, Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel. In the Sefer Divrei Atziv of the Heilige Kotzenberger Rebbe, in Likutim, in the seventh volume, in Simen Hei, he discusses the Shaila of the Seder Parshas Atfilin and what they did in the Dor HaMidbar. He writes, Adoni Avi Zikni Mitzanz, the Heilige Tzanz Rebbe, the Divrei Chaim, Nishal Pam Eze Tfilin Enichu B'Dor HaMidbar. What Tfilin did the Jews put on in the Midbar? He says they put on tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. That was what their shorish neshama was. To wear lefi aseder shel Rabbeinu Tam. Makor advarim zim menachas daf lamed dalet amid beis. Tana rabbanan keitz et sidran. Kadesh li vayaki aviyacha miyamin. Shema v'hayim shemo mismol. Ve'atanya ipcha. Amar Abaye, Lo Kasha Kan Mimino Shel Kore, etc. Says the Machlokas, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what Pshat in the Gemara is. And it comes out that the way Rashi learns the Gemara, the Seder HaParshias are Kadesh, Vahayaki Aviacha, Shema, and then Vahayim Shamoa. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Seder HaParshias are Kadesh, V'haya Ki Aviyacha, V'haya Im Shamoa, and then Shema. And this again is based on their different ways of learning the Gemara. So it turns out that they have a different Seder HaParshias. So again, the Tzanzer Rebbe was asked what they put on in the Midbar, and he was Machriya with his Kedusha, that he understood that Lefi Shorish Nishmasam, they put on Lefi the Seder of Rabbeinu Tam, making the Seder HaParshias Kadesh Vayaviyakiyacha Vihaim Shemo and Shema. So what is the Shorish HaMachlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam? A lot of ink has been spilled on this Shaila. Earlier on in the Gemara, it says Litotafos, Litotafos, Litotafos. It says Litotafos three times, twice without a vav, and once with a vav. So the first Totafos without a vav is one, Litotafas, it's like one. The second also without a vav, it's one, that's two. And the third is with a vav, that counts for two. So all together is four. Dibur Rebbe Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer Eino Tzarech. That's not necessary. Why? Because Tat Bekasvi Shtayim and Pas Beafriki Shtayim. So we say Totafos, so the Tes is in a certain language called Kasvi, means two, and the Peitof in African means two. So two plus two, that's four. So we don't darshan the different number of times it's written, but we darshan just the word itself, Totafos. Tosis and Menachas, Dibur HaMaskil, Tat, Lamedalit. Says, Delo Amrinin Delebay Yud Beis Batim. Why, according to Rabbi Akiva, don't we require 13 Batim? Why? Because if it's four Parshias, and it says Totafos three times, so four times three is 12. So we should require 12 Batim of Tefillin. Because Tosfos says that the Torah only meant they only have four parshias of tefillin in the Torah. Since we only have four parshias of tefillin in the Torah, we only have four parshias of tefillin in our tefillin, and not 12. The Shita Mekubetzis writes, "V'chad letotafos legufa, v'nishru shnayim lejerasha." One is to tell us legufa that you need totafos. You need to put tefillin between your eyes. And then the other two are for a jirasha. Pas ba'afriki shtayim. It says pas twice. Right there written for a jirasha twice totafos. So it says pas twice. The pay tough of totafos. That's two. And the other time it says it again, pas, that's two, that's four. And tat in Afriki, in African, means nothing. Just tat. Right, pas in African means two. But tat doesn't mean anything. Tat only means in Kasvi, not in Afriki. So it comes out then that since in Afriki, pas means two, so for the African Mahalach, we have one, the Gufa, and then it says pas twice, so that's four. And then for the Kasvi Mahalach, it says one totafis legufa, and then it says tat twice. That's also four. B'cheinu betosis b'sanhedrin, afdalad amid beis, divar maskil tat, that according to Rabbi Akiva, dal chad legufe, one is for itself, u'mishnei totafus darish dalad batim, l'cholash u'mishnei shtut v'shnei pas. And then how do you get how do you get four batim? Because it says tat twice, or it says pas twice. So two passes is four, and two tats is four. So in the African Mahalach you have four parshias, and in the Kasvian Mahalach you have four parshias. But the question is, why do we have this remez in two lashonos? In other words, in two languages we have a remez that you have four batim. Why is that necessary? So suggests the Heilige Divrei Yatziv, the Kloisenberger Rebbe, that v'ulai yesh mizeh asmachta v'das ha-zoyar v'amikubolim. Maybe this is an asmachta for the Zohar and the Kabbalists who say that it's a chiyuv gomer laniach shnei zugos derashi u'drabeinu tam v'lo migeder safek. And therefore, we have two drushes to tell you, you need four parshias. Because you need to put on four parshias twice, once Rashi, one Rabbeinu Tam. So here's a terrific asmachta for those shitas that you have to retu meikar adin. Ubedivri Rabbi Yishmael, kosvu atos viskan. Here in Menachas, the Tosis writes according to Rabbi Yishmael. Again, what does Rabbi Yishmael say? Litotafas, and it was twice without a vav, is two, and then litotafos with a vav, is four, because it's lashon rabim. So says Tosfos b'shmavayim shamo aksiv litotafas with, I'm saying fas because I mean without a vav. B'vahaya ki aviyacha ksiv ulitotafos b'sfarim miduyakim. Aval bain pei letaf loksi vav. Here we have a problem, because Tosfos says that if you look at meduyak sefer Torahs, you'll see that in the parsha v'haya ki aviyacha, where it says with a vav, but the vav is not between the pei and the taf at the end. That would make it lashon rabim, but rather it's between the taf and the taf. So it's read letotafas. So again, you don't have plural. Rabbi Yishmael wants to say it's plural, but it's never plural. Because if plural is that you have vav tuf at the end, like normally plural, holchot, kotvot, right? So here it says l'totafos without a vav between the pei and the tuf at the end. The vav is at the beginning of the word. L'totafos, you have a vav before the lamed, and then you have a vav between the tes and the tes. So how does he darshan lashon rabim two totafos to make four? Add on to the other two times it says it without a vav. Umfarash Rabbeinu Tam, devav kama de uletotafos mukminam basof. So Rabbeinu Tam says the drasha is take the first vav, it says uletotafos. So take that vav at the beginning of the word and throw it at the end of the word between the pay and the tuf. Okay, so that's how he gets. Oh, so it's really totafot. So it's really plural. That's two. Achrashi b'sanhedrin sham kosev v'parshas shema v'parshas ki aviyacha ksiv l'totafos choser vav. So in the parshas shema v'ayi ki aviyacha, again, according to Tosfos in v'ayi ki aviyacha, it says u'l'totafos. It says Vav Lamed Tes Vav Tes Pei Tav. That's in the parasha Vayikiv Yecha. And Rashi says the parashas Vayikiv Yecha Ksiv L'Totafas, like Tosfos. So he has like Tosfos that in Vayikiv Yecha it says L'Totafos without Vav Tav at the end. And in the parasha of Shema, he has like Tosfos that you have the Totafos without a Vav. Where does Rashi diverge? Avol b'parashas v'hayim shamoa k'siv l'totafos male. Here Rashi diverges. Rashi says that in the parasha v'hayim shamoa, it says l'totafos pei vav tav at the end. There is a Vav. Not like Tosfos. Tosfos says never a Vav between the Pei and the Tav. So Rabbeinu Tam says that you dash in the Ula Totafos and you take the first Vav and you throw it at the end in between the last letter and the second to last letter. Rashi says no. That in the parasha Vayim Shema it says L'totafos Male, that's the two, so that's the Joshua Rebbe Shema. That in Shema and Vahayaki Aviyacha it says L'totafos Chaser, that's two. And then in the parasha Vahayaki Aviyacha and the parasha Vayim Shema it says L'totafos Male, and that's another two. It's Shiv Lashon Rabbim. Right, it's always important to note that Gemara says in Kedushin Lamed, I think, that anan lo bekiyin b'chaseris v'yaseris. So things like an extra vav, missing a vav, with a yud, without a yud, we're not bekiyim in that. V'yesh lomar to Rashi l'shitaso. So Rashi is l'shitaso. Shebeparshis v'haya im shamoa shamin and diyesh dalet parshis. V'lezev v'haya im shamoa revius. So according to Rashi, there are four parshiyos. What's the fourth? Shema, v'hayim shamoa. What's the seder of the four parshiyos according to Rashi? Kadesh, v'hayiki aviyacha, Shema, and v'hayim shamoa. And what does Rabbi Yishmael say? Rabbi Yishmael says, l'totafas, l'totafas, l'totafos. In other words, the first two are chaser, and then to be mashlim, you have it malay. So Rashi holds beautiful that since the last parasha is Vahayaki Vayim Shemoa, that's where it's male. That's where the Totafos is male. Rashi l'shitaso that Vahayaki Viacha is the last parasha, and there it says l'totafos male. To show that it's Lashon Rabbim, to show that it's three and four, like the drasha of the Gemara, l'totafos, l'totafos with adavav, and then l'totafos with avav. So the last vav is telling you that he's the last two parashiyos, and that's Rashi, according to Rashi, Vahayim Shemoa. Now Rabbeinu Tam, also Gevaldik, because Rabbeinu Tam holds that what's the Seder of parashiyos? Kadesh, Vahayaki Aviyacha, Vahayim Shemoa, Vishma. So here, I said Gevaldik, it's not as Gevaldik, because it's not Lashitaso necessarily. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi's l'shitaso, because the last parasha in the Gemara it says that the l'totafas without a vav twice, and then l'totafos with a vav. And Rashi says that last one is referring to Vayim Shemo, which is taka the last parasha. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, what makes parasha 3 and 4? Vayim Shemoa, which in his seder parashias is the second. Gazeel ditz kadesh, Vayaki Viacha, Vahayim Shema and Shema. So the Zeal is that from Vahayaki Viacha, there it says Ule Totafos. And that's where you take the Vav at the beginning and then you put it at the end between the Tuf and the Pei and the Tuf at the end. So that's two. And then Vahayim Shema and Shema, that's three and four. So again, it's not a Kasha necessarily. Rabbi Shmuel said that it says in the Torah twice without a Vav and once with a Vav. And it doesn't necessarily have to be Kaseidur Azeh, that it's first twice without a Vav and then once with a Vav. It doesn't have to be like our Seidur Aparshias. But according to Rashi, it works out more gishmak, because according to Rashi, the in our Seder HaParshias, the first two that tell us the Totafos are without a Vav, and then the last one, Avahayim Shemos, is with a Vav. Now, according to Shitas Rashi, it emerges that in the Midbar, that they didn't have yet the Parsh of Hayim Shemoa, right? Hayim Shemoa was only said at the end, and Sefer Tvarim, which is on the cusp of Eretz Yisrael. So in the Midbar, they didn't have Hayim Shemoa. And what's learned from Hayim Shemoa? What's learned from Hayim Shemoa is the Letotafos. According to Rashi, you have the Totafos Malay. So there you learn that there are four Parshias. We didn't yet have V'hayim Shemoa. Ulefishitas Rashi Yotze, Dibba Midbar Shadain Lo Nemar Parshas V'hayim Shemoa, Lo Yela Me Alfusa L'dad Parshas V'tfilin. According to Rashi, we didn't have a Yafusa for four Parshas. We don't have such a limud. Mashenkein L'shitas Rabbeinu Tam, Shapir Yodu Alimud Shenemar V'parshas V'yaki Aviyacha. Imkein Nihichu Tfilin D'Rabbeinu Tam, Kevin She Alfusa Miparshas V'yaki Aviyacha. According to Rabbeinu Tam, where's the Alfusa from? The Alfus is from the Parsha of V'hayaki Aviyacha. Because that's where it says, Ule Totafos. That's the three and the four. So that teaches you that you need four Parshas all together. According to Rashi, what teaches you that you need all four Parshas together is V'hayim Shemoa. Because there, the Totafos is Malay. And that's Mashlim. That completes. It's Malay to show that it's plural. And it also completes, when it's plural, that's what completes the Arba Parshias. So according to Rashi, we already had a Lima that there are four Parshias. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we have a lima that there are four parshias in V'hayaki Aviyacha. And V'hayaki Aviyacha was said at the beginning. It was said before their long sojourn in the deserts. So it could be then that they were Meniach Tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam. Because the Alfusa is from the Parsha of Hayaki Aviyacha. From Rashi, you don't get to Arba Parshas. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, you do. If you hold, this is again, if you're holding, that the plural of Hayaki Aviyacha is teaching you two things. This is what I'm understanding from the Rebbe. That the Hayaki Aviyacha is teaching you two things. It's teaching you Parsha 3 and Parsha 4, meaning that you need two. First, that you need two, and that those two are 3 and 4. And that's the Alfusa from Le Totafos. The Alfusa of Le Totafos that it says, in the, according to Rabbeinu Tam, in the Parsha of Vayiki Aviyacha, is telling you not only do you need two Parshas, but these two Parshas are Parshas number 3 and Parshas number 3 and 4. That's why it says in the Gemara, Le Totafos twice without a Vav. Le Totafos complete, that's four. In other words, the complete, when you have it complete, it's not just telling you that it's two, the number two, that accounts for two Parshias, but it's also telling you that it is Parshias number 3 and 4. So therefore, only according to Rabbeinu Tam can you have four Parshias. Because that's when V'hayiki V'yecha was said before they were going the long sojourn in the desert. But according to Rashi, that you learn Parshias 3 and 4 from V'hayayim Shamoa, from the Totafos there, that wasn't said till the end. So they didn't have four Parshias. We still have to know. Maho you kosvim ba parashis. What did they write in the parashis? Ularashi aliba de Rabbi Ishmael. Efshur de kevin shlo haya lehem ayafusa de la totafos. Loi nicho elat filim ben ebeis parashis. Maybe according to Rashi b'das Rabbi Ishmael, since they didn't have the limud yet of the plural, in v'hayayim shamoa, so how many parshas do they have left? So they were already told the parshias of Kadesh and Vahayaki Aviyacha. So since they were already told the parshias of Kadesh and Vahayaki Aviyacha, so maybe the tefillin only had those two parshias. On the other hand, in the meantime, we only have one drasha, because we have from Shema, we have one Totafos, according to Rashi. And Vahayim Shemo is two. So that's three. And the other time it says L'totafos is in the parasha of Vayikia Viecha, and that was said at the beginning, so that means only one parasha. So either one parasha because we only have one limud of L'totafos in Vayikia Viecha, or two parashias, because at least you have Vayaki Aviyacha and Kadesh li kol b'chor. So since you have those two parashas, you can put those two parashas in the tefillin, because they were already said at the beginning. That could be Rashi according to Rabbi Ishmael. But according to Rabbi Akiva, how does Rabbi Akiva learn? Rabbi Akiva says that ain't no tzarich, because tat is bekasvishtaim, beafrikishtaim, as we saw before. So it come out then, according to Rabbi Akiva, the milas totafos gufa yalav dalet parashas, he learns it from the word totafos. Tat bekasvishtaim, pas beafrikishtaim, so tzarich bi or makasvu behem. Okay, besedo, so you have four parashas. But what are you writing in these four parashas? You've only been given two of the parashias, so what are you writing in the four parashias in the Midbar? V'efshad Rabbi Akiva l'shitaso. Maybe it's Rabbi Akiva l'shitaso that he holds in the Gemara in Chagiga 6a and other places. The klalos upratus namru b'sinai. V'yadu gam al sha'ara parashias shebetfilin. So since already at Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu was given the klalos and the pratos, he was given both the generalities and the details. It was all given at Sinai. So they already knew about the other parashias in the tefillin, so mamela they can put them in. So you have the four parashias. Aval Rabbi Ishmael Sham. Dirak klalos namru b'Sinai velo pratos. But according to Rabbi Ishmael, that only the generalities were said at Sinai, but not the details. Shapir Svirlei does the Akosim Rakshte Parashias B'Tfilin. They were only given the two Parashias. They don't have the other two Parashias yet. They only wrote two Parashias. Well, the Shitaso Svirlei, the alimud la'abra parashas mi totafos miyula totafos sheba parashas vayim shamoa shadayin lo nemar oz. And Rabbi Ishmael is l'shitaso that vayim shamoa was not yet said, and Rabbi Ishmael holds that according to Rashi, again, this is in Rashi. Rashi holds that according to Rabbi Ishmael, Where did we say Rabim in Vahayim Shemoa? It says Letotafas Malay in Vahayim Shemoa. So in Vahayim Shemoa, you have Letotafas Malay. That teaches you there four parshiyos. And that was only given at the end because the pratas were not said at Har Sinai. So all wasn't given yet. What was given in the meantime? Only Kadesh and Vayaki Aviyacha. So since all you had in the meantime is Kadesh and Vayaki Aviyacha, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, that's what's going to be in the tefillin. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, what's going to be in the tefillin in the Dor HaMidbar is only two parshiyos. And according to Rabbi Akiva, all four parshiyos. And Rabbi Akiva l'shitaso, that the pratis were also given at Sinai. So they knew about the later parshiyos. Rabbi Akiva learns Tat already from the word Totafos, already they already taught the word Totafos already before the desert. In Vayaki Aviyacha, they already learned Totafos means four. So they already know four, and how do you know what to put in the parashiyos? The pratas were given at Sinai, so they were able to put in the parashiyah. They were able to put in the latter two parashiyos, Shemayim Vayim Shemoa. But according to Rabbi Yishmael, that only the klalos were said at Sinai, but not the details. The details were taught later. So he holds that they would write only two parashiyos in the tefillin, and that's l'shitasa, that l'tatafos in Vahayim Shemo is only said later. So you only need to have two parashiyos. So there's a lot more to say, and Amir Tashem, in the next shir, we will hopefully see more neflos mitaras Hashem. So please stay tuned. There's really a lot of Torah on this. So hope you'll join me next time. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved.